Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
See, the pride of man wants to take credit for anything we earn, anything we build. That's the pride of man. But you could work hard and you could build a company from the ground up. You could make a ton of money. You could have the biggest house and car. That doesn't make you blessed. Does it?
No.
The car is not the blessing. The house is not the blessing. The blessing is the power of God. Right? The power of God. And part of that power is the power to rest in it. The power to enjoy it. The blessing makes you rich, not your hard work.
Amen.
Not your, now that doesn't mean that you're supposed to goof off all the time and not do anything.
Amen.
Right? But it's not your hard work that makes you blessed. The blessing is not produced by work. Work, I don't care how much work or how hard work, cannot produce blessing. Are y'all with me, friends? Work does not produce blessing. But if the blessing is on the work, the blessing will make you rich. Not just money and stuff, but power to get, power to enjoy, power to give. And when that happens, as God is faithful to do, do not give the credit to your work.
That's right.
Is that what he was saying? When it happens, don't you say the power of my might and my hand made this happen, because you're lying about it. And that's a good way to lose it all. You should say, the Lord, He's the one that gives me the power to get it and make it and enjoy it and to rest in it and to give it. Because the giver is even more blessed. Is that right? It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. How many think this is a good thing to be talking about? This is so big, so important. With that in mind, now go to Revelation. Thank you, Lord. I think you'll get more out of it now. Revelation 14. Whew, thank you, Lord. Now that pride is some sneaky stuff. Have you noticed it? It's always wanting to take credit. People have so many times tried to give credit to any success in the ministry to Phyllis and I. We say, well, the Lord did it. They say, well, yeah, but you this and you that. We say, well, the Lord. Yeah, but you, we say, the Lord. Yeah, but you had to, you can work yourself silly and have nothing happen. It's happening all over the place. Are y'all with me or not? It's not a matter of trying to be humble. Genuine humility is honest. And you're just telling the truth that unless the Lord build the house, you labor in vain. Is that right? You can do everything in the world. You can work yourself crazy and accomplish nothing. Or you can work yourself crazy and get the stuff and meet the mark and be miserable. Still not blessed. Because the stuff don't make you blessed. Oh, but when the Lord told you to do something and you did it, and He blessed what you did, but He's the one that got in there and made it happen and manifested the power to get it and to do it. And then the blessing remains on you, and you have a peace of mind and joy of heart, and you can enjoy it. Hallelujah. And you're getting something done, but you don't feel like you're just working crazy. You take whole days off. Maybe a whole year.
Yeah.
Did I lose somebody? Huh? Why? Because you're so blessed that you can.
Amen.
Things are not going to fall apart and go under. Why? Because you got plenty. You got enough to do that. People should not see us acting like the world on four devices at the same time, running on 45 minutes of sleep with bloodshot eyes. Because we are movers and shakers. And we are multitaskers. Now, you're living in the curse and don't realize it. You're working yourself crazy and you're not accomplishing nearly as much as you think you are. Because the work cannot produce the blessing. Come on, say it out loud with me. The work
cannot
produce the blessing. Cannot. The work is not the blessing. The car is not the blessing. The money is not the blessing. What makes you truly rich? And no amount of work can improve it or add to it. No amount of struggle can improve it. It's the blessing of the Lord that makes you rich. Hallelujah. And that blessing is mine. It's yours. Through faith in Jesus, we've become the spiritual seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. And His blessing is ours. And that is a big part of the gospel. The good news. Revelation 14, did you get there? Verse 9. The third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive a mark in his forehead or in his hand. You know, isn't this amazing? Centuries and centuries ago, people would have read this and go, what? Mm-hmm. A mark. Mm-hmm. Can't buy and sell without a mark? That's nuts. That's crazy. What's everything moving towards? Bio identification. Yeah. Barcode of some kind. Everything's going that way because there's so much fraud. And the Spirit of God showed it to John all those centuries ago. And I doubt seriously he understood it, or anybody that he told about it. But it was true. If any man worship the beast in his image and receive the mark in his forehead or in his hand, which would be when you'd walk through a store, it could scan you, you know, and all that kind of stuff. The same will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, because it's not just something to do business with. It's a commitment to a wrong spiritual thing, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of His indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever. Notice this next part. And they have no rest, day nor night. Will the curse still be around in the ages to come? It will be. And a big part of the curse is no rest. You can't rest. You can't find ease. We are not cursed. Christ took our place, became a curse, and hung on the tree. I've been delivered from the curse. I've been redeemed from the curse of not being able to rest. They have no rest, day or night, which worship the beast in his image and receive the mark in his hand. So if somebody comes to mark you, just say no. Are y'all with me? That's one of the times you want to read the fine print and see what you're joining up to, what you're agreeing to. And verse 12 and 13, here's the patience of the saints, and here are they that keep the commandments of God. Does that sound familiar? Have we been reading all the way back in Deuteronomy? Same language up here. And now he doesn't just say commandments. He says, and the faith of Jesus. Verse 13, I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed. What?
Blessed.
What?
Blessed.
Now let you stop right here. What was this other we just got through reading?
Cursed.
No rest. Night and day. That's cursed. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, says the Spirit, that they may
rest.
That they may what?
Rest.
rest from their what?
Labors.
And here is a revelation that contradicts what some people say about some things. You heard the phrase, you can't take it with you? Well, that's true with all the stuff that's going to perish anyway. You wouldn't want to. Your good stuff is there, not here. But a lot of things you can and will take with you. They rest from their labors and their what?
Works.
Their works do follow them. Our loved ones that have gone on before us and are now with the Lord, what are they doing? Are they stressed out?
No.
Can't rest? Huh? No. No. They are free from all of these annoying problems down here. They are free from all of that junk and they are resting. Resting and enjoying it. And they didn't lose any good thing that they did while they were here. I told you you need to sign up on a team. Their labors and their works follow them. Show up with them. You show up there and they'll say, what's all that you brought with you? You go, that's my good works the Lord helped me to do. What do you mean? But you're not going to try to take credit for it. What are you going to say? The blessing of the Lord, it made me rich. Hallelujah. And all my hard work didn't add anything to it or improve it. I'm glad I could do what He told me and He blessed it, but it was the blessing of the Lord. It was the power of God that He released on us. Hallelujah. That enabled us to get it, that enabled us to do it, that enables us to enjoy it, that enabled us to give it, that made us blessed. 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 I'm blessed when I go out. I'm blessed when I come in. I'm blessed in my basket, my store, everything I put my hand to. And when I leave this planet, I'm leaving in the blessing. Is that right? And over there, I'm living in the blessing. I'm experiencing the blessing. I'm resting. Hallelujah. I get some rest down here, here and there. Oh, but when you get out of here, you're going to find out how to really rest.
Amen.
Oh, man, you're going to see how to have absolutely zero things bugging you or bothering you.
Amen.
But even down here, we're told to cast all. Is that right?
Yes.
And if they try to come back on you, what do? You throw them off again, casting all your cares over on it. Stand on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.